Hey everyone, it's your host of See Jurassic Right, Stephen Ray Morris here, just dropping in to say I hope you've been enjoying all the new episodes in 2023 and 2024 so far. There are new interviews with filmmakers, musicians, scientists, the screenwriter of Land Before Time, audio essays about the rich history of the Jurassic Park and Jurassic World franchise, and all the news about the upcoming animated show Jurassic World Chaos Theory, and the as-of-yet-untitled Jurassic World sequel coming next summer. I really need your help supporting the show right now, and you can do that by leaving a tip and or giving a monthly follow on Patreon, patreon.com/seejurassicright. There are $1 and $5 tiers, but more is coming. Sharing the show, giving 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts, and liking and commenting on social, at Stephen Ray Morris on Instagram and Twitter, goes a long way to help boosting the show's visibility again online in this new era. I'm an independent podcaster, and your support is so important and means the world to me in keeping this podcast running. Link to the Patreon is in the show notes. Hold on to your butts. Thank you, and now on to the show.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Steve Ray Morris here, and welcome to See Jurassic Right. And this is going to be a brief review of Camp Cretaceous Season 3. Really, the main star of the show here is the spoiler review I did with my good friend Krista Mosowitz, who was the production manager on the behind the scenes of Jurassic World and Fallen Kingdom. We, along with Brenna White, aka Bonnie Puns, aka Beeksels, stayed up all night and watched Camp Cretaceous Season 3. This is not a spoiler, but there is 10 episodes, not 8, so factor that in when you're watching the show, because we certainly did not, because, I mean, you know, that's what's so exciting about watching, you know, the opening night of something, whether it's a movie or a show. Like, I just hit play. I didn't, you know, because, yeah, you don't want to look at the thumbnails, you don't want to look at the episode titles, you just never know. You kind of want to just go in blind. Again, this is the non-spoiler review, so obviously if you're listening to this, you get it. But yeah, Camp Cretaceous Season 3 is definitely really good. And it certainly, I think everyone's on the same page in that it's better than Season 2. Although I have, yeah, Krista and I get into it, and I have some certain problems with it, but I think overall, I think what you loved about Season 1 is here in Season 3 and then some. It really raises the stakes, ups the ante, and just in a way, you know, it brings the stakes. It brings the stakes and the steak sauce. But yeah, so I mean, you know, as far as we left, you know, Season 2, the kids were still on the island, and they were trying to basically find a way off. you know, and honestly, I can't really remember. That's the thing that's like, I think, like, I really liked Season 2 at the time. I just felt like it came way too fast, and I feel like, as far as, like, you know, what happened in it, the consequences, I really think, and this is, you know, not a spoiler, but it is sort of this idea of, like, I really think Season 2 was there to bridge the gap. And Krista and I talk about this a lot in our spoiler review, but I think the creators of Camp Cretaceous really used the riches of Season 2 to really bolster this season, to really make the big swings, and to really, you know, make character moments that are really interesting and dynamic. And I think stuff from season one and season two really pay off in this season. I think the maybe because it's 10 episodes instead of 8, they like it switched up the just the mood and the dynamic of everything. And yeah, I don't know. It's hard to do a non-spoiler review because I want to talk about all the details, but you know, this is just here to let you know that, you know, A, I really like season three, even though I had some issues. I really liked season three. I think it was very compelling. It all, like, not only because for me, it's like, you know, you can put all the nostalgia details and tie in the timeline stuff all you want, but ultimately, if the characters aren't interesting, you know, if the dinosaurs aren't cool, then, you know, it's not going to hold me. And what I loved about this season was the way that they use the dinosaurs as well, too. I think I love this crew. Like, I will follow Yaz and Brooklyn and Sammy and Darius and Ben and Kenji. Like, they are Jurassic Park characters to me. They fit into this world. And yeah, I'm excited to keep seeing their adventures. And the way that they use the dinosaurs this season two, or season three, the way that they use these dinosaurs, I really loved in this season. I think they really hit their stride on that. Like the you know, because this is an animated show, there's going to be, you know, there are different rules to the way that, you know, things are approached in animation versus live action. And I think this season, and why I think people are really gravitating towards this season, at least this opening weekend, you know, when we're all talking about it, is because I think that the show really hit its stride as far as that relationship between the dinosaurs and the people. And yeah, we talk about it a lot in the spoiler review, but the dinosaurs are really funny this season in a way that feels real. And yeah, I don't know that I won't say more on that, but yeah, I don't know. I just think that you know, again, without spoiling things, they, you know, because season two is very much just kind of dealing with the, you know, season two almost felt like an epilogue or sort of a standalone season, you know, dealing with the hunters of Tiff and Mitch, and also just dealing with the aftermath of being stuck on, you know, stuck at Jurassic World. Whereas I think this season introduces a lot of new things that sort of, you know, propel the story forward, as well as just making a, you know, an equally compelling story on its own. So yeah, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to where they take the series next. Yeah, I could watch this forever. And yeah, I'm just, it's wild to me that in less than a year, you know, we've gotten over 26 episodes of Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. Like, all of that, you know, we talk a lot about as Jurassic Park fans and Jurassic World fans that it's like, you know, unlike Marvel or Star Wars, we don't have much beyond the movies. And I'm just so thankful for Camp Cretaceous to give us this like wealth of awesome dinosaur action, great character moments, more questions about science and the nature of, you know, man versus nature and all that good stuff. And I just hope they keep making it. I don't know if we're going to get a season four this year. I really hope we are. I mean, it makes sense given the pace that they're putting these seasons out. I would love a season four this year, but nothing's been confirmed yet. So anyway, that's it for this spoiler-free review of Camp Cretaceous, this non-spoiler review of season three of Camp Cretaceous, I should say. Hop on over to the spoiler review if you've already watched the entire season, because Krista and I get into a lot of good questions. Again, we had the best time watching it. Brenna, Krista and I, we all watched it again together, stayed up all night, very tired, but it was worth it. I love it being here during this, you know, moment when it first opens. But let me know if you watched it this weekend. Let me know if you're kind of slowly watching it. Obviously, if you're listening to the non-spoiler review, maybe you haven't finished it yet. But if you have, either way, just let me know what you're thinking so far. And I really, you know, I think also my disappointment with season two is just that, like, and maybe it was just because SJR was kind of on hiatus during, you know, I mean, I basically put out the season two review and then that's it. I didn't really continue the discussion personally with myself either. So I'm trying to think of ways to keep the Camp Cretaceous talk alive while we wait for season four. And, you know, obviously we're not getting Dominion this year. So Let me know if there's anything that you want to talk more about Cape Cretaceous, maybe the big questions, stuff like that. So let me know. And yeah, check out the spoiler review if you feel like it. And follow me at Stephen Ray Morris on all the things. See Jurassic Right, SJRPod on Twitter, See Jurassic Right on Instagram. And yeah, I'll see you soon. Thank you guys for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.